Well, Australia has labelled Hezbollah a terrorist organisation. Joining us on the line to discuss this issue from Australia, the founder of Islamic Friendship, Qaisar Thread. Qaisar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much always a pleasure to be with Radio Islam.
So what's the background here? What happened that led to this?
Well, there's a Security and Intelligence Committee that sits every now and then and looks at certain organisations that have been recommended to be prescribed by different groups. And in the case of this year's sitting, they looked at groups such as Hamas and Hezbollah, and they made a determination with respect to Hezbollah as an entire group. We are a little bit surprised because we know that behind the scenes there is a lot of contact between Hezbollah and Western powers, and a lot of negotiations and discussions, and they have reached many secret agreements with each other. But what we have to keep in mind is that Western nations, and Australia is a Western nation, always do what they believe to be in their interest, and they have long-term plans and long-term goals. Now, if we look at the group Hezbollah from the perspective of the Lebanese people, we know that Lebanese people who are maybe Muslim Sunni, even some Lebanese Shiites, even the founder of Hezbollah himself, Sheikh Subhi Tufayli, and also Christian Lebanese people, they are all very critical of what Hezbollah has been doing since 2007, 1 year after they fought off the Israeli attacks against Lebanon. From 2007 till today, they've been attempting to get more and more power, and they do have almost complete power over the Lebanese government. They're seen as protecting corrupt government ministers, some of the most senior people in government. They seem to be under their protection. And the country of Lebanon, many people are facing starvation. They have very limited access to petrol. They have 1 hour a day of electricity in most parts of Lebanon. Lebanon used to be the Paris of the Middle East. Now it's a third world country. People in Australia who have family in Lebanon are constantly sending money to their family members to help them buy food and medicine, basic medicine. And the whole country is in a mess, but Hezbollah's activities haven't only destabilized Lebanon and brought down its economy. They've been involved in the Syrian conflict as well. They've been supporting the Assad regime. They've been involved in Yemen. Basically, any conflict that Iran tells them to go and get involved in, they send fighters, and they're active participants in all these conflicts.
Now, what about other groups like ISIS, Boko Haram, etc.? Are they already on the list in Australia, or is it in the pipeline?
ISIS is definitely on the list, but as time goes by, we find more and more information about the involvement of Western countries in creating groups like ISIS. ISIS was only able to deceive a small minority of Muslims, especially disenfranchised young people who wanted a change in their lives, and they weren't particularly people who were knowledgeable of the Islamic teachings at all. Some of them were deceived and they went and joined the group, but the vast majority of Muslims had always known that ISIS have nothing to do with Islam, and the only way that ISIS came to have so much power and influence is because power grab was facilitated by Western powers who are to this day the major influences in countries like Iraq and in the region. Alhamdulillah, that group, even though there are power plays behind the scenes, they are on the prescribed list. They've lost much of their standing, much of their support, and much of their power throughout the world. They only have minor activities in some countries now. But on the one hand, it is a surprise that they've added the entirety of Hezbollah to the list. because we know of all the negotiations and all the meetings and all the agreements that have taken place behind the scenes with the group. But on the other hand, if Western countries have been critical of Hezbollah for so long, one raises the important question is why wait so long to put them on the list? Why wasn't this done a long time ago?
Is there anything similar or different to what's happening in Australia as compared to what happened recently in the UK when they put Hamas on their so-called terror list?
There's no question that there's a lot of coordination between Australia, the UK, the US, and other Western powers. This coordination takes place, much of it takes place behind the scene, and some of it takes place in the open. And sometimes they play a game where one country does one thing and the other one doesn't, and to give people some semblance of independent decision making. But we know, because they very often say that they're part of an alliance and that they do meet and they do make these decisions. Now, I don't know what the strategy was behind one country listing Hamas and another one not at that particular period of time, but these are major global power players, and Australia tags along. So what has happened is that despite what might appear to be diminishing power of the UK, UK is still a major power player in the Middle East. It's still a major power player in parts of Africa, and it's a major power player in many other parts of the world. They haven't relinquished all their imperial games that they've been playing for centuries, and it's just a different way of coming to the game in the 21st century.
Kaiser, shukran so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. You're welcome.